WOIN in Portland, 10 o'clock.
CBS News. President Ford hits the road again Friday, this time a speech in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. Ford will address the graduating class at Ohio State University, his football rival during his own college days. The president is expected to speak for about 20 minutes, beginning at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. After the speech, there is a short picture-taking session with local GOP candidates. The Ford family plans to spend the Labor Day weekend at Camp David, Maryland. An explosion in the Tokyo business district during the noon rush hour Friday has killed at least five persons and injured, according to police, a great number of others. The explosion occurred outside a heavy industries building. Police say people as far as two blocks away were cut by broken glass. The sidewalks were crowded with office workers and shoppers at the time. Some reports say the explosion was a bomb. Others say a passenger car hit a truck loaded with liquid propane gas. CBS News continues after this.
The world's in love with a sunny day, and smiling faces are on display. Enjoy the sun, but don't overdo. After years and years, too much sun can do harm to you. It makes good sense to use sense in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone. The sun can age and can hurt your skin. So cover up or come on in.
Enjoy the sun, says your American Cancer Society. But constant overexposure can be harmful. So wear a broad-brimmed hat and long sleeves. Or apply a screening lotion or cream. As your American Cancer Society says,
it makes good sense to use sense in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone.
The Canadian government has informally requested the United States return U.S. Army deserter Ronald Anderson to Canada. Anderson, who had been living in Canada as a landed immigrant, was arrested last Saturday by U.S. Customs agents at the border between Washington State and British Columbia. Canada's request for Anderson's return came after the U.S. Customs Service acknowledged that its agents had crossed, quote, a few yards into Canada to make the arrest. Anderson's wife, Marion, who has not heard from her husband since Saturday, but she is delighted with the Canadian government decision.
I feel very elated. I just can't tell you how happy I am that the government would take a stand like that on a personal issue, you know, on one man. I think it's just tremendous.
Marion Anderson. In the meantime, Ronald Anderson is in the custody of the U.S. Army at Fort Lewis, Washington, and the public affairs officer says the matter is now out of the Army's hands.
This is an international thing. It's between the State Department and the Canadian government. Once the State Department and the Canadian government have accomplished their negotiations, we will get appropriate instructions. But until that time, Anderson is, as far as we're concerned, is an individual who is AWOL from the Army, and he was remanded to our custody, so he'll be there until we get word.
A public affairs officer at Fort Lewis, Washington. More CBS News after this.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. A used or abandoned refrigerator or freezer is an invitation to a lively, curious youngster. Unfortunately, this tempting playhouse can be an invitation to death. You know, to a child, the abandoned unit is a hiding place, a playhouse, or a jail in which to lock up outlaw playmates. The child doesn't realize that a refrigerator is constructed to be airtight to preserve food. And so a child trapped in a closed refrigerator can suffocate in less than 10 minutes. However, it would take you less than 10 minutes to prevent these needless tragedies by removing the door, blocking it open with rubber bumpers or wooden blocks, or securing the door closed with a chain and padlock or heavy tape. It may also be possible to remove or modify the latch so the door can't be shut tightly. As an extra precaution, leave the shelves in your refrigerator. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau.
We now have more details on the explosion in Japan and switch live to Andrew Adams in Tokyo.
I was in the Foreign Press Club today about 12:45 this afternoon listening to the Foreign Minister Toshio Kimura when a huge, tremendous blast rocked the building. I rushed out in the street, and there was glass all over the street and smoke pouring out of a building about a block and a half up the street. I rushed up there, and there was at least two dismembered bodies lying on the street, and several people were bleeding and obviously in very serious condition. It turns out that so far they have at least 10 persons reported killed and more than 90 injured. The blast apparently took place in the Mitsubishi Heavy Industries building, but the source is still not known. Some believe that it was caused by a bomb placed in the lobby, and another report says that it was a collision caused by a propane gas truck in front of the building. American businessman Garfield Beckstead said he was headed for the lobby and was only a half a block away at the time. He said he saw a woman lying on the sidewalk, but added that she died before he could help her.
That was Andrew Adams live from Tokyo. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Broadcast Advertising buys you the best seats in the house for just a nickel a day. Broadcasting buys your seats for pro football games, symphonies, baseball games, rock concerts, the World Series, the Metropolitan Opera, and the Olympics. In an average week, you can attend events on radio and television that would cost more than $100 if you had to buy your own seats. In the course of a year, that's almost $6,000 worth of tickets for you alone. And some things you can't buy tickets for at any price. A trip to the moon, the inauguration of a president, the Democratic and Republican conventions. Broadcasting also brings you a lot of other things, like local and national news, weather and traffic reports, and other community information. Yes, the total amount of money spent for broadcast advertising in a year comes to about 5 cents per person per day. They say a nickel doesn't buy much anymore, but it seems like such a small price to pay for the best seats in the house.
K-O-I-N.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Know what a petard is? I always knew it was something you got hoisted by. You know, hoist by his own petard. But I never knew what it was. So I looked it up. It was an explosive device used centuries ago by warring armies to blow things up. A device which sometimes blew up unexpectedly. Thus, hoisting the user into the air, to say the least. I mention all this because that's exactly what seems to have happened to a certain middle-aged lady known as Madame Zora.
Are you telling us you're a real ghost?
I'm not Whistling Dixie, doll.
But you can't be.
No? Why not?
Because my wife is a fake medium, a phony. She just puts on an act. She just plain isn't a medium.
She is now, Buster. She sure is now.
Our mystery drama, Medium Rare, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lother and stars Joan Lovejoy and Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Honey, just look at this fantastic buy I made. This came from a catalog at $47.45, and the manufacturer's list price is $89.95. I can't believe it.
Well, don't believe it. Your $47.45 price is pretty good. Only I've been looking around, and believe me, no one is selling them for list price.
You mean I was taken? I got a bad deal? Gosh, I wonder how I could really find out.
I'll help you.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. You know, catalogs sometimes list two prices for an item. One is the list price, and the other is what you pay. And the only way you can be sure is to shop around.
You are so smart.
Oh, not at all. Your Better Business Bureau is better information for consumers like you.
You're driving through town. You pass a sign you may have seen 1,000 times, but never really noticed. The sign of your local American Red Cross chapter. Look behind that sign, and you'll see that the Good Neighbor is on call 24 hours a day. Not only to help when major disasters strike, but with hundreds of special and personal needs of people in trouble. People who suffer. People you know. You'll find us helping to feed and shelter people when there's a flood or a hurricane. You'll also find us teaching blind kids to swim, new citizens to learn English, and helping addicts to unravel their snarled lives. Across the country, in fact, we get involved in over 100 different helping people jobs. American Red Cross. It's working right where you live. Join us.
That there are people who have the power to communicate with the souls of those who have died and passed on into another world. They are known as psychics, sensitives, mediums. Unhappily, there are also people who pretend to have this uncanny ability, fake mediums, who prey upon the credulous, the gullible. One of these, I regret to say, was an otherwise rather decent woman who dubbed herself Madame Zora, and who, with the assistance of her husband Artie, well, listen.
I'm sick of the racket, I'm sick of myself, and if you want the truth, Artie, I am sick of you.
Oh, come on, Gladys, what I do?
Nothing. That's just the trouble. You never do anything. You don't even bother to look for a job anymore.
What's the sense of looking for what isn't there? Actors are out of work in droves.
The trouble is, you are always out of work in droves.
Okay, so I haven't made it yet. But someday, you mark my word, someday, I'll be a star.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the day. Right now, it is today, and Mrs. Norris will be here any minute. Now, Artie, somehow, some way, we've got to keep her coming back for more seances.
Well, not a chance, you ask me. Unless the late lamented Mr. Norris tells her where he stashed that million in cold cash and tells her today, she's going
to
split.
We've got to give her an answer. Otherwise, well, I just don't know where the next sucker is coming from. Oh, she's here. Into the bedroom, quick.
On my way.
You tested the microphone setup.
Edge.
Well, here goes nothing. Oh, Mrs. Norris, how nice to see you. Come in now. I'm all ready for you, and Mrs. Norris, believe me, I have a feeling that today your dear departed husband is going to tell you what you want to know. He'd better. Or it's the last $50 you'll ever get from me, Madame Zora. I have done all in my power to help you.
Well, in that case, perhaps I'd better find a medium with more power. Hmm? Shall we get on with it?
Yes. Yes, of course. If you'll just be seated at the seance table. Now, let me turn down the lights. So. And now I will seat myself. And go into trance. He is here. He is with us. You are there, are you not, Mr. Norris?
I am here, Madame Zora.
Your wife has joined me once again so she can talk to you. Will you talk with her?
Hello, Marie.
Herkimer, is that you? Really you?
Would I lie to you, Marie?
No, you wouldn't dare. But Madame Zora might.
Marie, believe me. You may put your trust in Madame Zora.
Herkimer. Where is that money?
Marie, you know I've been trying to remember where I put that million. For weeks I've been trying to remember, but...
Oh, that does it. I've had enough. You can come out of your trance, Madam Zora, if you are in one, and never again will
cool
I come
it
into...
The... Down. What? Cool it.
Oh, what?
I said cool it. Knock it off.
Who are you?
Handsome Harry Harrigan, they used to call me, sweetheart. But never mind that. You want to know where hubby cribbed the cabbage, right?
Cribbed the cabbage?
Hid the dough. Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you because I'm sick of hearing you ask. Also, I've got some business with Madame Zora, and you're chewing too much beef. You got something to write with? Pencil, paper?
Yes, I've got...
All right, write this down. Geneva Bank, Switzerland. Got that?
Yes.
Number 753-8492-W. Got that?
Yes, but...
That's the number of the safety deposit box in the Geneva Bank where your hubby hid the long green. Okay. You got what you want? Pay Madame Zora her 50 clams and split.
Yes. Yeah, oh. Yes, I would... I don't know what to say. Well, thank you, Madame. Thank you.
Not at all.
And thank you, Harry. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Now fade, will you?
Fade?
Scram. Beat it.
Oh, yes. I'm going. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Artie, you can come out of the bedroom now.
What? What's happening? Who are you? Where are you?
I'm here, but you can't see me. I haven't learned how to, what they call, materialize yet.
Materialize? Are you telling us that you're a real ghost?
I'm not Whistling Dixie, doll.
Artie, I think I'm going to faint.
Later. Right now, I need you. I need a job done, and I picked you to do it.
What kind of a job?
You'll find out. First, let me give you a little scam about me. Put you in a picture, like they say. Before I kicked off a couple of years ago, I was one of the best card sharps in the business. Handsome Harry, they called me. Handsome Harry Harrigan, because... I do say so myself, I was a pretty cool-looking cat. Not like this creep you married.
What do you mean, creep?
Go take a look at yourself in a mirror and you'll see what I mean. You want to be an actor, you got to act the part. Look like an actor, talk like an actor, dress like an actor. You look, act, talk, and dress like a bum.
Oh, I've been telling him that for years, but would he listen to me? Oh, no, not him. He's
some
just...
other time, Gladys, huh? Right now, I got to fill you in on why I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry. I may... call you Harry.
Handsome. I was always called handsome. Now, over here in this other world, I'm doing a stretch in what they call limbo. It's kind of like being in a can in prison, you know what I mean? That's because I got hate in my soul and I got to get rid of it.
Hate in your soul? You got hate?
For a gunzo named Tex Morgan, who 3 years ago took me to the cleaners with a pair of loaded dice. And took my mouse along with everything else.
Well, what were you doing with the mouse?
A dame, a skirt. Girlfriend.
Oh!
Dory. That was her name. A looker, a bombshell. Pex, he cops my dough and her. I'm looking for them a whole year to put the blast on them, to get revenge. When my ticket goes bluey and, well, that's the end of that. So now I'm over here in this limbo place. And I can't get out till I, what they call, purge myself of this hate I got for Tex and Dory.
What do you want with us? How are we going to help you get rid of your hate feelings?
I'll explain all that when we get to Vegas.
Vegas? Las Vegas?
There's another Vegas? Yeah, Las Vegas. That's where they are right now, Tex and Dory. He's a blackjack dealer at the Pan of Gold.
Suppose we don't go.
Don't
go.
Well, you haven't told us what's in it for us yet. What do we get out of all this if we help you?
It's what you'll get out of it if you don't help me.
Like what?
Artie! What? The table, my expensive seance table. I've got six famous to go yet.
You're bouncing up and down on a board. Look! Look, it's flying in the air!
With six payments.
Are you and Meathead here going to Vegas? Or not going to Vegas?
Artie? Start packing.
Dory?
Yes, Tex?
Clean shirt?
Bureau, top drawer. I'll get it.
Oh, no, you don't. You just stay right there on the couch. Remember, you're resting for two now.
Oh, darling. Having a baby isn't really the big deal you're making out of it.
Maybe not, but you are, to me. The biggest deal I ever made, honey.
Oh, Tex.
Baby.
Hey. Come on. You got 15 minutes to get over to the Pentagon.
I'll make it. I wouldn't be late today for anything.
You really think Roscoe will?
Look, would he have called me into his private office yesterday, talked to me like a loving father, if he didn't mean that I'm going to get the nod?
Supervisor, head dealer, oh, Tex, you'll be in charge of the whole section.
They're bringing home a lot more bacon, that's what counts, especially right now. Kid on the way, and the house, the little house.
But can we afford it, really, Tex, can we?
You want it, don't you?
You know I do.
And you're going to get it.
Oh,
you're the one that convinced me to go straight, and Dory, I bless you for it. Hauling down a straight salary, working a blackjack table on the up and up, I'm clean. I am Tex Morgan Citizen. And Dory, it feels good, solid.
Then, no regrets.
Regrets?
Well, being married, kid on the way and all.
You shouldn't even ask.
Wild, man. Wild. You sound like you've never been in a casino before, Artie.
Me? I never go west of Hoboken, New Jersey. Gladys, look at this place, would you? Roulette wheels, slot machines, crap tables, I don't know what all.
Blackjack tables. Like that one over there. With Tex Morgan dealing.
That's him? The slim one with the glasses?
That's him. My first mark, my first step to, like they say in limbo, purging my soul of hate. You ready to go to work, Gladys?
What do you want me to do?
Take a hand at Morgan's table.
Play blackjack? I don't know how. I've never played. Artie has, though.
How much dough you got on you, Gladys?
Would you believe $7?
Gladys? By the time you leave that table, Tex Morgan's table, you won't have just 7 skins or 70 or 700 or 7,000. You're going to leave that table with 17,000 iron men.
17 grand?
For openers. They'll really start putting the hooks to Tex Morgan tomorrow.
Look, I don't get this. I don't know the first thing about playing blackjack.
But I know everything. Also, I'm a ghost.
What's that got to do with it?
I can see through anything, including cards. My revenge on Tex and Dory begins. And, baby, let Handsome Harry tell you, revenge is sweet.
Handsome Harry Harrigan is taking the wrong route to purging his soul. Madame Zora, fake medium, was, as I said at the outset, hoist by her own petard. And quite honestly, I look forward to Handsome Harry, unhappy though he may be in limbo, being hoist by his. We'll see when I return shortly with Act Two.
Some research.
research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. Well, if they're right, then Anheuser-Busch wastes a barrel of time Beechwood aging Budweiser. Only they don't think so. Brewing beer right does make a difference. And they're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Bud. When it comes to brewing Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch choice is to go all the way because they still care about quality. Look at it this way. If the Bud people have a choice between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, well, you'd better believe they'll go with you beer drinkers every time. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Oh, certainly, I've heard that phrase, give to the college of your choice. It's difficult to take issue with. No doubt our colleges do need increased support, if for no other reason than the erosion of the dollar. I personally am aware of what inflation has done since I graduated. What's that? No, I haven't increased my own contribution to my college. It's the same as always. I'm sure you know what it is. I've been so busy, not just with my career, but with the various community affairs and the professional groups. Sure, just as soon as I've managed to get on top of things, I intend to evaluate...
Take the time now to think about what inflation has done to your own contribution. Take the time now and give more to the college of your choice.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Madame Zora, fake medium, finds herself in real and anything but medium trouble, completely under the domination of the ghost of Handsome Harry Harrigan. It seems that when Handsome Harry's ticker went bluey, he found himself in limbo. To move on from which point, he must purge his soul of the hate he feels for Tex Morgan and his former girlfriend, Dory. And so, in the gambling casino of the Pan of Gold in Las Vegas.
Hit me. 20.
18. You win again. Joey, get Roscoe quick.
Lavish, lay a $1,000 on the next hand.
Okay, Harry.
Ma'am?
What?
You say something?
Oh, no. $1,000 on the next hand.
Osmond is. Again?
Yeah, hit me.
Stand back, Gladys.
With 15?
He's got 13. Top card's an ace. He'll take it and go over.
Ma'am?
I'll sit with these.
Suit yourself. One more to the house. 23.
Baby.
You wanted me, Tex?
Yeah, Roscoe. Excuse me, ma'am. I'll be back in a second.
What? You
want
those dollars?
I heard.
How come she's breaking the house?
I don't know.
You know?
Of course I don't, Roscoe.
You don't know this day?
No.
Never see her before?
No.
She's in a house, what? How much?
$14,000.
Close the table.
Okay.
Hey, Harry.
Table's closed, ma'am.
What do you mean, closed?
He means... closed.
Well, now, wait just a minute.
Hold on. Collect your winnings and toss Tex a $100 chip.
Well, okay. Just give me my winnings. And, here's $100 for you, dealer.
Say, go buy yourself a piece of luck.
Go buy yourself a piece of luck.
Oh, my God.
Is something wrong? You've gone white as a ghost.
Where'd you get that... line, lady.
What line?
Handing a dealer 100 skins and saying, go buy yourself a piece of luck.
Why? What's it to you?
Nothing, only it was a trademark of a gambler, big time swinger. He died more than 2 years ago.
And then, Dory, then she says, go buy yourself a piece of luck. Just the way Handsome used to.
But what of it? Something almost anyone might say.
It was Handsome's trademark. And another thing, all through the play, she kept rubbing the right side of her nose with her index finger, just the way Handsome used to.
Honestly, Tex, I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm saying that Handsome Harry Harrigan was at that table, my table.
Tex, Handsome's been dead for more than 2 years.
He's come back to get me.
Tex!
He swore he would with his dying breath, he swore it. Face it, Dory, I cheated him out of a fortune with loaded dice.
But that was before you went straight.
I wouldn't cut any ice with Handsome, dead or alive. What about you? You left him for me. You deserted him, he said.
But he knew better than that. He knew the hell he'd put me through. How many times did he beat me up? How many threats did he make to disfigure me with acid if I ever even looked cross-eyed at another man? I was scared to death of him, Tex. Petrified. Until I fell in love with you and I just knew I couldn't go on with him anymore. No matter what he did.
Dory, I tell you, he's come back. I know he's come back.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts, and I never will. But if they do exist, if Handsome has come back, I'm not afraid of him or what he'll try to do. There's no reason to be afraid of him. Not anymore.
How do you figure that?
Because we love each other, Tex. We love each other deeply and devotedly. Maybe it sounds corny, but from where I sit, love is stronger than hate any day. What have you done to yourself?
What I wanted to do for years, as soon as I got some dough, go out and buy me some new threads. Handsome wasn't telling me nothing I didn't know when he said, I want to be an actor, I got to dress the part.
Well, I never believed clothes make the man, but they sure make you.
I'm more than just a clothes horse, doll.
What in the world? Artie, you sounded just like Handsome Harry.
I am Handsome Harry, sweetheart. Just using Stupid's body for a while.
You are using Artie's body?
Until I learn how to materialize, if I ever do. They tell me on the other side, in that limbo joint, it takes a lot of patience and practice. Yeah, what do they know? They even told me I'm getting this hate out of my soul the wrong way.
Well, I haven't wanted to say anything.
All right, so don't. They say taking out my hate on Tex and Dory only make my hate grow bigger. Said I gotta find forgiveness in my heart. I told them to take a powder. I know what I'm doing.
I hope so.
Hey, what's eating you all of a sudden? You won a fortune the past week beating Tex at blackjack.
She came to see me, Dory.
Oh? Uh-huh.
She said Tex was scared. That nose rubbing bit, you know. That he thought I was you returned from the dead.
He's right. You are. Same difference, anyhow.
Well, I told her I didn't know what she was talking about. So she said, well, anyhow, to please lay off Tex, that he was in hot water at the casino because of the losses at his table. And, well, look, Handsome, she seemed like an awfully nice kid and a decent kid to me. And it comes to that I've grown to like Tex Morgan, too.
Oh, stop. You're breaking my heart.
Handsome, the way I feel now...
Wise up. What I feel is all that matters. And don't forget, if I can take possession of Artie's body, I can do the same with yours. So don't get any fancy ideas about running out on me. You got that?
Yeah.
Then hang on to it, doll. Hang on real tight.
Yeah? Say to me. Sit down, Tex. Tex. I'm sorry about this, real sorry.
I guess you know I was going to make you a head dealer of the blackjack section.
You're not.
Worse. You're fired.
Oh, come on, Roscoe.
We can put up with a lot from our dealers, Tex, but one thing we won't put up with is a crooked dealer.
I told you when you took me on 2 years ago that I was playing straight from then on, and I am.
Maybe.
There's no maybe about it, Roscoe. I'm married to one of the finest women in the world. I've got a kid on the way. We're planning to buy a house here in Vegas, and you're saying that I'd risk all that by going crooked again.
I'm talking facts. Sorry, pal. I get my orders from upstairs. You're out of the Pan of Gold and every other casino in town.
He said he'd get me, and he's done it.
Hey, Artie. You should have bought more luggage after buying all those new suits. How are we going to pack them up for the trip back east?
You taking a powder, doll?
Oh. It's you, Handsome. You've taken possession of Artie's body again.
Yeah. Handsome Harry in the flesh. Artie's flesh. What's all this with a packet?
We're going back to New York.
Who says?
I do.
I don't. And I give the orders, sweetheart. You and Artie are staying right here in Vegas.
But what for? The job you wanted done? It's done.
Hasn't even started.
Now, what do you mean?
Getting Tex fired was just the first step. I swore I'd make him regret the day he was born, and that's what I'm going to do. He thought he was all set, married to my doll, a kid on the way. Could have been my kid.
Handsome, listen to me.
What for? All you're going to do is run off at the mouth about forgive and forget. No more arguments, Gladys. I'm following through with every single step in my plan, following through to the hilt.
How many steps are there?
Three. You took care of the first. Artie will take care of the second.
And the third?
That'll take care of itself. All right, I come here to get step number two set up with Artie. I got to talk to him. Where is he?
You're in him.
Oh, hey, I forgot. Well, I can't talk to myself, can I? Okay, Artie, take over.
You say something about buying more luggage, Gladys?
Yeah, I did, Artie, but skip it for now, sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
Handsome's here. He wants to talk to you.
About what?
I got a job for you, punk.
What kind of a job, Handsome?
Acting. You're going to be an actor.
An actor?
Oh, honey, don't listen to him. He's putting you on.
What part do I play? A murderer.
A murderer?
I kill somebody? Not just somebody, Artie. You kill a very special person. You kill the girl who used to be my girlfriend. You killed Dory Morgan.
A short act, but a sweet one, Handsome Harry said, believing, as perhaps all too many do, that revenge is sweet. But chemistry teaches the immutable, perhaps divine law, that the sweeter a thing, the more sour it can become, given certain conditions. Personally, I have the feeling that Handsome's sweet revenge is going to turn very sour indeed. I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I would like to ask a deceptively simple question.
Okay.
I say deceptive because few people seem to know the answer.
Well, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready as rain.
Okay.
No, wait. I think that should be right as rain.
Oh, well.
No, wait. Make that ready as I'll ever be, okay? Ready as I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happens this time of year?
That's it.
That's the question.
That's
yeah.
The $64,000 question. That's the one. The one for all the marbles, right? That's the one that's on everybody's lips, huh?
Yes.
That's the question. Well, as everyone should know, what happens this time of year is that Buick dealers are giving great deals on 1974 Buicks, which of course means that this time of year may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick. From the thrifty but surprisingly elegant Apollo to the dashing full-size LeSabre to the Electra, which surprisingly enough is the second largest selling luxury car in America.
Know it all.
This is a sticker.
Oh, please. I don't have any money.
Don't hand me that. This is payday for all you college kids who work at Hinkelmeyer's. I seen you there.
Oh, but all I have is my paycheck.
That's okay. Hand it over.
Here.
You can keep the stub. Hey, wait a minute. How come they held out federal income tax?
Well, everyone has to pay income tax.
What's the matter with you, kid? Don't you know nothing? You do not have to pay no federal income tax unless you earn more than $2,050.
But they still have to withhold tax from my pay.
Look, kid, all you have to do is give your boss an IRS form, W-4E, instead of the usual W-4. And he is then not required to withhold any federal income tax from your pay. And you will not have to file no tax return to get it back.
Really? Hey, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Ah, that's okay. I figure you could use the money.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
Helpless in the grip of a ghost. The ghost of gambler Handsome Harry Harrigan. Fake medium Madame Zora, real name Gladys, and her would-be actor husband Artie find that they must do whatever Handsome tells them to do. Now, to the horrified astonishment of both, Handsome has told Artie that he is going to murder Dory Morgan.
Dory Morgan? Kill that nice, sweet kid?
Don't hand me that nice, sweet kid, Jazz. She's a two-time and tramp.
No, she is a decent girl. And she's carrying a baby.
Tex Morgan's baby.
I don't care whose baby it is. Kill her and it's double murder. And I'm not letting Artie do one.
Stupid here will do what I tell him and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
But why? What are you going to get out killing Dory?
Not what I'm going to get, sweetheart. What Tex is going to get. A misery that'll make him wish he'd never been born. He'll live with that misery inside him. Burning in him, in his gut, for the rest of his life. First, he loves her. And he does, I know that. Second, he'll know he killed her. Not me, him. Every day of his life, he'll think, 1,000 times a day, he'll think, if I hadn't stolen her from Handsome, she wouldn't be dead.
He didn't steal her. She loved him.
Love. You know something? I'm sick of that word. That's all they talk about over here, love. And that's all you talk about lately. You, a two-bit phony medium that sucked in any mark you could find, sucked them dry, even when they didn't have a pot to put a penny in. And you talk to me of love?
Okay. I guess I have no right. I've got to admit, I don't know much about it. It's new to me, love.
What? You mean me, Gladys?
Yes, Artie. I love you.
Well, how about that? You hear that, Handsome? How about that?
So don't get all flaked out. I know, dames, and this one you're married to is no exception. Love you. She needs you is all. There ain't a dame in the world. There isn't a person in the world. Wouldn't sell his mother down the drain.
You're judging others by what you were, are. Can't you get it through your head? Can't they on the other side somehow beat it into you that there are good people in the world? Honest, generous, decent people?
Show me one.
What?
Show me one. Just one. And maybe then I'll believe. Well, go on, Dal. Show me one. Name me one.
Dory.
Dory?
I can prove it to you.
Yeah? How?
If I do, will you let her off the hook? Will you let her live her life with Tex?
Sure.
It's a deal, Handsome?
It's a deal, baby. It's a deal.
The end of the world?
The end of our plans, our future. Sure, the end of the house. I can't afford a mortgage now.
So? We live in an apartment.
Yeah, and how long will I be able to afford the rent?
Tex, I can always get a job to help out.
With a baby?
Well, they're sitters, people who stay with kids while they're...
No!
Hey.
I said no, and I mean it. It'd be like the way I was brought up, dragged up. My father couldn't make it either, so my mother went to work, and my grandmother, she took care of me. Then she died, and I went in the streets. It changed my life, Dory. It taught me to cheat and lie and sucker anybody I could until...
Until?
Until I met you and fell in love with you.
May I come in?
Well, yes.
I don't blame you for hesitating, Mrs. Morgan. I guess I've kind of put a crimp in your life.
Oh, not at all.
You don't have to con me. I know the score. Your husband's in trouble, Mrs. Morgan. Bad trouble.
Is he?
You know it.
I don't know anything of the sort. Well, never mind that. What is it you want?
I've come here to, make you an offer.
Offer?
In the past week, I won $130,000 from your husband. Well, the casino, actually. But he was the dealer, and he lost his job because of it.
True.
The deal I've come here to make, and no questions now. I'll give you that $130,000 if you leave him.
You will give me everything you won from Tex, if I leave him? What you mean is desert him?
Yes.
In other words, sell him out for $130,000?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Tell me another. Harry was evil. And the man I'm married to is good. As for you, I don't know what you are. I don't think you know what you are. But you'd be smart if you found out.
Found out?
I didn't know who I was with Harry. But I did. And I do. With Tex. You think you can buy that? With $130,000? You think you can buy it with $130 billion? I said I'd give you one answer. Here it is. You can't.
I was sure I couldn't.
Then why did you come here?
To prove my point. To somebody else. But we had a deal, you Wilshire. I said I'd prove there are good people in this world. Decent people, capable of love, and I did. She turned down your offer flat.
You go and you buy a gun and you kill her. That's all.
I'm not buying any gun and I'm not killing anybody, especially a fine human being like Dory Morgan.
All right. Now let me tell you two something. Thanks to me, you're worth $130,000. You're on easy street. I can see to it you wind up right back where you started in that crummy New York apartment scrounging for nickels and dimes. Now, what's it to be?
As far as I'm concerned, you can take your $130,000 and stuff it.
Tex and Dory, two people you never met till now, and you'd give up a fortune for them?
And for what they stand for. For what they are. She loves him, he loves her, and
love. A stack deck, a con game.
Call it what you want. I'm not killing Dory Morgan.
And you neither, huh, stupid?
Well, I don't know.
Artie!
Gladys, baby, I'm sorry, but I've been thinking. I don't want to go back to that lousy New York dump and start living from hand to mouth again.
You'll do it? Artie, you'll do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, Artie! Artie!
Mrs. Morgan?
Yes?
I'm afraid of Texas. Is he home?
Well, no, he just left.
But you must have just passed him on your way in.
Oh, it's too bad. I got a job for it.
A job? Oh, well. Won't you come in?
Thanks.
Sit down. Sit down. What kind of a job is it? What is this? A gun.
Listen, I don't like to do this, but I gotta.
Gotta what?
Kill you.
Kill me?
Yeah, I gotta do it. I got no choice, you see. It won't hurt. I'll make it quick so it don't hurt. And I can't do it, Harry. I can't do it.
I can. I can easy.
You. Your voice. It's changed. You sound like my...
Handsome Harry Harrigan, Dory.
Oh!
Your old flame. Handsome Harry.
But you... You're dead.
Only my body, doll. The spirit, it don't die. It goes on living till it gets itself purged or something. That's why I'm here. Inside this creep's body. My spirit using his body to kill you, you two diamonds.
Harry.
And I won't make it quick. I'm going to make it slow. And very painful, doll. Very.
Oh, Harry. Harry, no. I don't care about me, but the baby I'm carrying. His baby.
His baby.
It doesn't matter whose. It's a baby. It's a new life. Oh, Harry, no.
I'm telling you,
Harry,
stand still.
Harry, listen to me. Please listen. I fell in love with Tex. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't stand it anymore with you. The beatings and the threats. If I loved you, Harry.
You did.
No.
You loved me.
Never. I wanted to. I wanted to, but you never gave me the chance.
Why? I gave you everything you've asked for. Clothes, furs, jewels,
no,
everything.
Everything but love, because you never had any of that in you to give.
What? A lot you know. A hell of a lot you know.
You beat me. You threatened me.
Because I loved you. Because I was scared of losing you. I seen you fighting with another guy.
Never.
Would send me up the wall. I'd make love to you. You were like ice. And it would drive me bananas. I wanted you. I needed you. I never once did I ever have you.
Harry.
I'm sorry I beat you. I'm sorry I threatened you, but I couldn't help myself because the thought of losing you. I knew I'd die if it happened. And I did.
Oh, Harry.
So you owe me, doll. For what you did to me, you owe me. And you're paying. You're paying in full. You're paying now. Guys and dolls in limbo. Huh? What? Hey, that's out of sight. How do you say that? That's really something else.
What? Harry, what is it?
Dory, believe it or not, I'm purged.
Love,
two sides of the same coin, they say. If that is so, perhaps I can be forgiven for saying that Handsome Harry really flipped. Anyhow, he's purged. I'll be back shortly.
What's the blood pressure machine in 16 letters?
Easy.
Oh, so, what is it?
Sphygmomanometer.
Oh, you're kidding.
Sphygmomanometer.
E-T-E-R. Hey, that's right. Hey, it fits. Now, tell me what it is.
Well, it's a cuff with a dial on it. I say it's a machine that the doctor uses to measure your blood pressure.
Yeah? Well, why does he want to do that?
Well, your blood pressure goes up and down, see? But if it goes up and stays up, you've got hypertension.
Oh, and that's bad.
Well, it can be. Hypertension can set you up for a heart attack or a stroke. But if your doctor knows you've got hypertension, the two of you can control it.
Hey, you know all about it.
Oh, while you're working crossword puzzles, I'm reading this booklet. I picked it up yesterday at the Heart Association.
Hey, smart, smart. So what's a hollow muscular organ in five letters?
Heart, baby, heart.
You'll be interested to learn that Tex found another job, and he and Dory are deliriously happy with their baby boy, Harry. Gladys and Artie live in the country. They bought a house and barn, in which Artie stages and stars in his own plays. As for Handsome Harry, he went on finally to a higher plane, wherever that is. Our cast included Joan Lovejoy, Robert Dryden, Mason Adams, and George Petrie. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
What can I do for you, Gray?
Well, I was wondering if you'd listened to that last report of mine on Rattus Norvegicus.
No, but I was just about to, actually. I got the tape recorder right here on my bedside table and was just about to turn it off.
Oh, fine. Listen, I'm anxious to get your reaction. Could you call me when you finish?
I'll call you back, Gray.
Report to Dr. Christopher Morton from Dr. Grayson Carter on experiment number 17 for Rattus Norvegicus. Chris, as you know, my entire theory is based on my conviction that of the 2,000 rat species in the world...
What in the world is that?
Rat, especially the brown
something
rat.
Something in the
anyway,
room. Rat
Let's
turn on the light.
...is the most intelligent.
Good
the
Lord!
Originated
it's
in
a rat! The biggest I've ever...
...terminating many others.
No! No!
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
It's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. An explosion reportedly caused by a bomb has rocked downtown Tokyo, causing a heavy toll of dead and injured. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The explosion occurred shortly after 1 in the afternoon, Friday, Tokyo time. At least 5 people are dead, 114 injured. Details in this late report from Andrew Adams in Tokyo.
Police said the blast was caused by a bomb placed in the lobby of the Mitsubishi Heavy Industries building. Tokyo police quoted a Mitsubishi switchboard operator as saying, a man called 2 minutes before the blast, revealing he had planted 2 time bombs, and warned that the area should be evacuated immediately. Police reportedly found an unexploded bomb in the Mitsubishi lobby. Every window in the 9-story block-long building was shattered by the blast, as well as the windows of buildings more than a block away. Glass lay an inch thick in the sidewalks over a 2-block area. Foreign Minister Toshio Kimura was speaking at the Foreign Correspondents Club only a block and a half away at the time of the explosion. American businessman Garfield Beckstead said he was headed for the lobby and was only a half a block away at the time. He said he saw a woman lying on the sidewalk, but added that she died before he could help her. At least 2 bodies were lying on the street in front of the building, and several others were bleeding from injuries immediately after the blast. This is Andrew Adams for CBS News in Tokyo.
More news in a moment. Right now, you can get True Value Hardware Store's own TrueTest Standard Latex Paint at special low prices. Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you can take your pick, house paint or interior paint, just $4.99 a gallon. TrueTest Standard Latex House Paint resists fumes, alkali, blistering, and fading. It comes in white or ready-mixed colors. TrueTest Standard Interior Latex normally covers in just 1 coat. It comes in pastels or white. Take your pick, just $4.99 a gallon. Or get TrueTest Woodsman Solid Color Latex Stain. It resists fading and blistering. It lasts twice as long as conventional oil stain, and it cleans up in soap and water. 21 rustic flat colors, just $5.88 a gallon. True Value Hardware Stores make TrueTest paint in their own paint factories. Their reputation as paint specialists rests on the quality of that paint. Get TrueTest paints at special low prices now during the Labor Day paint sale exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
President Ford flies to Columbus, Ohio on Friday. He'll deliver the commencement address at Ohio State University and receive an honorary degree. Before flying back to Washington, Mr. Ford plans to meet with Ohio Republican leaders and pose for pictures with Republican candidates for state offices this November. The president has asked Congress to approve $850,000 to cover expenses for former President Nixon over the next 11 months. Most of the money requested is for expenses involved in the transition of administrations. The funds would also cover Mr. Nixon's pension, office expenses, postage, and travel expenses. Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz says in spite of the Midwestern drought that reduced this year's grain crop, the administration does not intend to place controls on how much grain can be exported. Congressman Lester Wolf, Democrat of New York, says this is a bad position and may bring higher food prices for Americans.
As a result of the drought, there has been even a greater reduction of supplies of wheat and grains than was anticipated. And I do feel that the price of bread will reach the dollar mark in the near future if we don't stop the export of wheat abroad.
Wolf says he will appeal directly to President Ford to impose grain export controls. Some consumer groups have appealed for the controls, saying without them, Americans could face sharply higher food prices and possibly some shortages. State Department officials are saying the United States and East Germany next week will sign an agreement to establish diplomatic relations. Negotiations on that matter were completed last month, but American officials held up the actual signing after charging that the East Germans were continuing their harassment of traffic on the Autobahn between West Germany and West Berlin. More news after this word.
Now Dean Jones on location at the Lincoln Memorial for the United Way.
Of the people. By the people. For the people. It was true when he said it, and it's just as true today. The people are what made this nation great, and it's the people who will pull this nation through. But the nation is no better than you are. The nation is the sum total of every individual in it. I'm Dean Jones, asking you to think about helping people in this nation. People in your town, your neighbors. Some of them need your help. Remember when this was a country where neighbor helped neighbor? This is a country where they still do. You can be part of one of the things that's right about America when you give your fair share the United Way. The United Way. Thanks to you, it's working.
there is a pasta crisis in Italy, so big it could bring down the Italian government. Major producers of spaghetti, macaroni, and other pasta products have announced plans for a huge price increase. Hoarding broke out as Italians sought to stock up on their staff of life before the price increase took effect. The government stepped in at the last minute and called off the price hike. In Palermo, some people were so upset they occupied two pasta factories. The factories have now been placed under police guard. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.